Move back to the cabinet meeting, which is still continuing, considering those proposals for extending the current COVID restrictions until March the 5th. That I think it's expected will go through. But also these new measures for people arriving in the country. We can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, who's standing by. Micheál, do we know anything else of how this proposal has been received around the cabinet table? Are there issues in relation to the legality of this, of actually the practicality of putting these measures in place?
Yeah, I think that's where the focus has been for over an hour or so now in a cabinet discussion that has gone on longer than some people may have anticipated. The memo that went into cabinet, as I understand it, was fairly vague and didn't have timelines, and major legal considerations have to be given on two fronts. One is that proposal that people arriving into the country without a negative COVID test, that they would face a mandatory quarantine and would essentially be held for a period. That has to be worked through. What does it mean legally? And the Department of Health also have to do extensive work on that. That's happening, but it's not quite ready yet. Then the other point, something that government has mentioned in the past but seems like they will move on now, that is ensuring that people who come into the country and say they are going to self-quarantine in their own homes, that you will see a legal mechanism put in place now to ensure that that is enforceable and will be checked more. The legal workings around that are also being discussed, and that would of course require legislation. So those two pieces of work, it has already led to an extensive discussion this morning, and it may be a little time before you see the fruits of it. I think what you're seeing already, though, are those Garda checks at ports and airports to ensure that anyone travelling is travelling for essential reasons only, and also moves that will see an increased Garda presence 5 kilometres from the border, again with Northern Ireland, to ensure that it's only essential travel taking place. That already underway. And then the last bit of this, the major discussion for cabinet today around schools. You're not likely to see specific dates, but a clear indication that the plan is to get special education back first, followed by exam classes and then primary schools. Some within cabinet believe that could happen perhaps a little sooner than anticipated, that perhaps you could have the exam classes back at the very end of February. The major news, of course, and the piece that doesn't require a huge amount of debate, that is extending the current level of restrictions until the 5th of March, and the Taoiseach saying that that is because you still will have a lot of people in hospital at the end of February.
And just in relation to schools and education, and more specifically the proposals or plans in relation to the Leaving Cert, the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, was saying that there needed to be a decision on whether or not there'd be a what's called traditional Leaving Cert by the end of this month. Is that a timescale that is currently in place?
I think that is what government are working towards. You're going to see an advisory group holding a meeting either tomorrow or Thursday on that again. And some within government believe that that decision could well happen before the end of the week. The Taoiseach, speaking on RTÉ Radio at the weekend, said it would be made within a short time frame. So tomorrow's discussions and perhaps discussions on Thursday are key on that. I suppose it's already been fairly notable, though, that the ASTI, when speaking on Sunday, said that the whole question of the predictive grades system is not as straightforward at all this year. Even if it was indeed straightforward last year, but it becomes more difficult to predict people's and students' grades this time, given that those fifth year students last year missed so much of school.
Very good. Micheál Lehane, political correspondent. Thank you for that. More, no doubt, from Micheál in the course of the day.